This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. For more than 30 years, I have talked about a certain product time and time and time again, and that is Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I had the pleasure of being, I hope, a friend of the late Patricia Bragg, and I always wore pink when I was with her, because that was her favorite color.
We're gonna,
right, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I would even drive up to Santa Barbara and sit in her home, and we would talk and chat. So it was a great, great, great time. Our guest is Linda Boardman, who is the CEO of Bragg Live Foods. Linda, welcome to Late Night Health. I look for another 30 years, and you'll have to tell me what your favorite color is.
All right, that's a deal.
Okay.
Thrilled to be here and talk about my favorite topic, apple cider vinegar.
I've got to ask, the name of the company is Bragg Live Foods. What's the live mean?
Yes, well, that really points to our best-known product, apple cider vinegar. Patricia Bragg was really a pioneer in spreading the word about live product, raw, unfiltered, which really preserves all those inherent health benefits that people are looking for. And Patricia Bragg popularized the term with the mother. So that's where that comes from, really the importance of having that live product.
When somebody takes a supplement, or cooks with apple cider vinegar, which I do on a regular basis. I always forget to take it every morning. I should remember. I've got it in my cabinet. But should I expect to feel better, a difference, when I'm taking Bragg's apple cider vinegar?
That's a great question. A lot of the studied benefits of apple cider vinegar really come to its acetic acid profile. So Bragg apple cider vinegar supplements, for example, are the only supplement on the market that deliver the amount of acetic acid that's been studied in apple cider vinegar to provide the health benefits of blood glucose management, weight management, and cholesterol management. So supporting healthy weight, supporting healthy cholesterol, supporting healthy blood glucose levels. So that's really the basis of that. Of course, people who are looking for the live mother, which is the bacteria profile, that does have to be a live product. So that you would find in the liquid ACV products. I think there's a lot of confusion out there today because other brands will say with the mother, but it's not live if it's in a supplement. It's impossible to keep the mother alive through that processing.
Is that like a probiotic then?
It's a friendly bacteria. The terminology, the official terminology for a probiotic is different, but it's the friendly bacteria, Acetobacter.
Mm-hmm. That's great. This is a legacy product. I think it goes back to the 20s.
Yes. Paul Bragg really started talking about apple cider vinegar way back. Paul was way ahead of his time. He was an early pioneer of organics and talked a lot about the importance of organics in our diet and in the environment. So really have inspirational founder that I follow as the first non-Bragg CEO.
Coming up is a pop-up event on September 23rd at the Santa Monica Pier. That's next... Tuesday the 23rd. So what's going to happen there?
Well, we are doing, as you said, a pop-up event, and this is really around a survey that we just did. We surveyed more than 300 consumers to ask them about wellness routines. And what we found was nearly 30% of people surveyed, they were spending over $500 a year on different wellness fads. And over 80% of the consumers we surveyed said that they felt like they had wasted money on these expensive fads that didn't work. So we decided we would do this pop-up and allow people to turn in all of these products that didn't work for them, and we'll give them some vinegar, which is our time-tested wellness solution, right? A staple that's been around, to your point, for generations. So from 11 to 4, we'll be there, and people can bring their old potions and gadgets that they want to get rid of and trade it in for some apple cider vinegar.
There's a Ferris wheel on that pier. I will not be going on that.
Okay, me neither.
Okay, good. Last time I was on a Ferris wheel, my daughter was 3.5 or 4, and she said, "Dad, I'll protect you." That is a true story. What should people look for when they're buying apple cider vinegar, and why should they look at Bragg?
That is a great question. I love that because it's very confusing. Labeling is not clear on apple cider vinegar. For instance, we have a natural pasteurization process, the way vinegar's been made forever. We start with apples, we crush them, the natural yeasts in the apples then create the fermentation process. And that's how we end up with this live product with the live mother and the great flavor we have. So really what you're looking for is a brand that has used this natural fermentation process. Alternatively, you can make a very cheap vinegar. You can import concentrate juice. The number one producer of concentrate is China, so they import concentrate. That's not live product. So then you've got to be reconstituting it with water and adding mother back in. So you're losing a lot of those benefits. Live product has the enzyme still intact. We've got prebiotics in the cellulose. So we're really looking to kind of preserve all the wellness in that product.
When you say mother, it's from the original Paul Bragg and Patricia Bragg from that's lasted all these years.
We've had producers, we've had producers that we've worked with for decades and decades and decades. Yes, so it's the same process, and you take some of the original vinegar and pass that on.
And it multiplies.
Yeah.
Something like the blob in that movie with Steve McQueen. What about the research that shows the benefits of natural food products, particularly the apple cider vinegar?
Yes, absolutely. Speaking to apple cider vinegar, there's more than 40 peer-reviewed scientific studies that have showed the primary studied benefits of apple cider vinegar. Obviously, Bragg isn't a pharmaceutical company, so we don't have huge R&D budgets to do all kinds of studies. But there have been 40 clinical studies, all peer-reviewed, that point to those three benefits I mentioned: supporting healthy weight, supporting healthy blood cholesterol, which is probably the most studied and a huge popular use of apple cider vinegar now, and supporting healthy cholesterol. But I know from being the CEO of Bragg since 2019, we have so many consumers that have used apple cider vinegar for other health reasons. And they're very passionate about the great results they've had. So I think that that's a really interesting new territory as we look forward into studying other benefits of apple cider vinegar.
Well, I know that one of the things that people could do and talk to their doctors about this would be to get off of Lipitors and other pharmaceuticals, because we talk about that constantly here on Late Night Health, and try apple cider vinegar to see if that'll regulate and your cholesterol. I know that we're almost out of time. I'm going to try to make it, because it's only a 40-minute ride for me to Santa Monica. Tell us where we can go to find out more information about your pop-up.
Yeah, please go to Bragg.com, and we hope to see many of you at our pop-up in Santa Monica. And also, we just introduced, while you're on Brett.com, a new flavor, our pineapple turmeric Bragg apple cider vinegar. So always introducing new ways, new flavors to enjoy your vinegar every day.
Ooh, I love pineapple and turmeric. Mm-hmm. Ooh, sounds great. All right, that's Bragg.com, Bragg.com. Thank you very much for your time. Look forward to 30 years now.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
You too. I'm Mark Allen, and this is Late Night Health.